Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Eagle Bank.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Five o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. What has been an, I'm going to say, unexpectedly emotional show here, as we've been talking about Bill Belichick in particular, but also Robert Kraft as finalist for the Hall of Fame.
You got that right.
Ted Johnson came in with a blowtorch and just ignited the day.
When I listened to you guys open the show, I was just kind of like, no, that's not true. That's not true either. All right, I got to go in there and I got to, you know, set the record straight with my guys. And then I, of course, didn't think it through. And, you know, addicts in recovery like myself, there's a term that we use all the time. Before you decide to use, play the tape forward, you know? So if you do this drug, what does that lead to? Uh-huh. And it's always the same ending. It never ends good.
Right.
So play the tape forward. And I thought to myself for a split second, yeah, if I go with this, these thoughts and opinions, what's it going to look like? And it's turned into pretty much a crap show.
Oh, well, I mean, the reality
is, it's been fun to mix it up a little bit. Gets my heart pumping a little bit.
Zesty. Oh, I saw. Zesty is the word I would use.
I saw. Yeah. About an hour ago, I saw the heart was pumping and the voice was getting, you went up a couple, you were getting a little louder.
Yeah.
You were rolling, baby. Somebody on the text line was like, Andy, you look worried. And I was thinking, I'm a little worried where this is going. But we've been good. And I did want to say, before we get back to the phone call, 617-779-7937, also the text line, they've been coming at you, but it's not all of them.
Yeah.
So let's go to the 207. I love you, Ted. Don't listen to some of these people who clearly are not listening to what you said.
Yeah.
Keep up the great work,
guys. Thank you.
Because the last caller clearly had an agenda. Didn't have any idea what you were arguing or saying for the rest of the show and had an agenda. Also, the 978, Ted is right. The guy cheated. And his TED Talk wasn't boring. It was good. Nice seeing Ted with passion. So people are enjoying this passionate side of Ted Johnson.
I'm exhausted. I don't know if I can do this every day.
No, it's not required. This is a special, emotional, close-to-home topic. Can we put a question in a side note? I don't want to get off it here because I want to get to the phone calls. But there was a texter earlier that actually asked a question that I want your honest opinion in. This is a long tease. Next week.
Don't forget what it was.
Okay, Dan Ball.
It's a long tease.
And the question is, and I'll let you percolate on it.
Say it now.
You can percolate on it and have your best answer. Rookie Ted Johnson, would you rather play for Bill Belichick or Mike Vrabel? We'll save the answer for next week. Rookie Ted Johnson out of Colorado after blowing his workout with the Bengals intentionally so he didn't go to Cincy. Who do you want to play for? And I think it's a good question, so we'll get back to that. We'll get back to the phone lines now. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Chris in Milford's been holding on for a while. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yep.
part of my call was going to be asking Ted why you felt so strongly against Bill as you do, and I think you answered that pretty emphatically with the last caller, so I appreciate your insight. Honestly, I think that gives the fans like us a lot of the reason we listen to this show and other shows, with the insight from some of you guys, insiders that were obviously in that locker room. So I just want to start out by saying that. I'm going to remove that part from any of my subject line that was in my question.
Okay, appreciate that.
Number two, Belichick, Kraft, I really hope they both get voted into the Hall of Fame this year. I mean, obviously everything they did along with Brady, you, and the rest of the crew was just, I mean, I was born in 88, so I was 13, 14 years old at the 2001, 2002 dynasty mark, and it was just, obviously it's been nothing but sailing since then. As far as this year's team, obviously it's amazing. We're great. But we got to be a little bit careful, I think, about crowning the next dynasty or anything like that. That's my, like, I've called a couple of times. I'm super excited about this team. It is great to be fun to watch, but we can't be crowning them as a dynasty or anything like that at this point.
All right, thanks for the call,
I'd
Chris.
Agree. Then crown their ass.
Yep, first thing I thought of. And nope, they're not crowned. They're just the current wins leader in the NFL and the number one seed, and well on their way to a bye.
The furthest I'm willing to go is, I think you can make an argument they're the best team in the AFC. Like,
okay.
That's my,
yes.
You know, other than that, I
he still likes the Rams, I can tell.
I do.
Even what happened with that loss?
Did you rewatch the Panthers game?
I didn't rewatch it.
Very entertaining.
But it was a heck of a game. I'm always a West Coast team going to the East Coast playing 1 o'clock. To me, is I put part of it on that. I always will. Sorry. Okay.
Sounds like excuses.
And the Panthers aren't that bad, are they?
No, except the Patriots made them look bad earlier.
That's
in the
3
year.
Weeks in a row, though, that Bryce Young has statistically performed very well. Like, Canales has that offense kind of humming now. And yep. By the way, anyone out there that was like, Ted McMillan's going to be the next N'Keal Harry, you were wrong.
Correct. Yes, they are rolling, but that's interesting. We'll keep an eye on that. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Lennox in Connecticut. What's up, Lennox?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
New time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
Question for all of you guys, Hall of Fame inductees, or the voters, that is. So my question is, why do you guys feel that Belichick did something that other coaches weren't when it comes to the Spygate and Deflategate? Spygate, if you really look at what it was, it's going against a memo, not an NFL rule, right? And Bill Cowher has come out saying all coaches film signals. So why is it more penalized on Belichick?
Thanks for the call, Lennox. Ted, the floor is yours.
So the memo came out after he was caught cheating. And to say that every coach was doing it to the same degree Bill was, I don't know of any other coaches that had film rooms and positions dedicated to the craft of spying, spycraft. Like, that is their job, is to spy. I don't know other teams that were going to those links. And I also don't know of other teams that were going to those links. They were also winning Super Bowls that were being questioned for the legitimacy of them, like the Bill and the Patriots were.
Right. And
are.
The whole, like, the league specifically told him to stop and actually said stop now or else,
yeah.
Right? There was kind of and he kept doing it.
And he kept going.
And so.
It was just a memo.
That's the thing. The fact that
memo,
he was so brazen about it and said, no, my interpretation is correct. When you basically, if your employer says to you, don't do this way, this is not how we do it, and you say, no, I've read the manual, I understand better.
Yep.
That's, I hate to say it, but that's for termination.
Were other coaches giving these spies that you had on the sidelines, what was the camera equipment and credentials?
Herm Edwards Everett? Do you ever hear about Herm Edwards?
Were they going to those links?
I'm not so sure.
Like, literally making faces?
The coaching profession is a fraternity, first of all, that I think they circle the wagon sometimes around one of their, like, oh, everybody does some form of that. And I think there's an instinct to defend other coaches. But we've seen the Michigan thing with the whatever the guy's name was that had the whole documentary.
Connor Stallion.
Like, coaches go to great lengths to cheat. It's just the reality. Like, they're all trying to do it. And sometimes you get caught. And guess what? When you get caught, it costs you. what did Harbaugh do? Well, you know what? I'm not a college coach anymore. You guys deal with that at Michigan. I'm going to go to the NFL. Like, okay, you cheated. You got caught. You got to be punished. Bill was punished. Your argument is the punishment could and should continue beyond the first ballot of the Hall of Fame, and then boom, you're a Hall of Fame.
And then my final point is to say, I don't think every coaches might bend the rules and look for advantages, but to the length in which Bill did it.
Right.
Do you understand that he had a whole room dedicated for films of other, like, it went above and beyond the normal way that went that of cheating that goes on in the NFL.
And that's probably why he kept doing it, is because they were so invested in doing it, right? And he didn't think probably that the ramifications or getting whatever would be that bad. And it's like, we're really invested in this. We've been doing this for a long time. We've put time and effort and a room and a guy and into it. We're not just going to stop at the first memo.
He needs to go back to the cheating. Get back. Because, seriously.
Yeah, UNC would be on board with that.
You know how much work it has to do to come up with all these cheating ways to cheat?
Yep. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Steve in Maine. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how are you?
Hey. Good.
Ted, I had a question for you. I appreciate your comment on Bill, but I'm kind of curious. How much credit does the development of Brady get for from Belichick versus McDaniel? Because McDaniel developed Brady. He had 11-5 season with Matt Castle, and he's now developing Drake May. And I'm kind of curious what your thoughts are on that.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
You know, I was thinking about this on the way in, and I was thinking, I feel like Drake's coach, Vrabel, is the perfect head coach for Drake. Like, just stylistically, personality.
Yep.
I felt like Bill was the perfect personality for Tom.
Yep.
Okay?
100%.
One, Vrabel, he really does think it's about the players. Like, he builds the players up, and that's the new age, and you have a high draft pick, who you have to, that's going to respond to that. You had a 6th-round draft pick who has a massive chip on his shoulder and has a coach that will, you know, never fully tell him how great he is and never pay him the most and coach him hard. And that is what brought out the best in Brady. It's like, I think May with Mike is perfect, and I thought Bill with Tom was perfect. But but Josh had a huge impact in his development, but so did Charlie Weiss.
Yes.
And that's, so the common link between those is that Bill was had Charlie and Josh. So I would almost give the credit to Bill more in Brady's development than I would Josh.
Were you all listening? Listeners, could you repeat that, Ted?
I would give Bill Belichick more credit for the development of Tom Brady than I would Josh McDaniels.
Okay. So all those of you that don't hear properly, he just gave a lot of credit to Bill Belichick.
That agitation of constant, I always thought it was, it didn't work forever with Tom, obviously, because at the end, Tom finally was kind of asking, like,
I mean, there's a point to when it, okay, Bill, after 16, when are you going to acknowledge that I am a great player?
After 16, 17 years of you always putting your finger in my shoulder wound and saying, like, come on, you can do better. That's after Super Bowl 51. It was probably time to maybe give him that contract, as opposed to, when he quarterbacked an AFC championship with his thumb hanging off. And it was like, well, we're not talking open heart surgery.
His last year, he's saying, I don't know, go talk to Kraft. Like, they literally couldn't even get a deal with the guy that's brought you 6 rings.
Right.
Still couldn't pony up.
I actually think, Fitzy, you're right. If it were me, when he made the comment, because if you read all the books now and everything that was going on and the amount of blood and specialists that were being called in the middle of the night for a thumb that was coming out of the skin.
Have you seen the photo?
Yes. And for Bill to say, I mean, we're not talking about open. No, we're talking about a craftsman who maybe the most important part of his ability to do the craft
was
significantly
his left hand.
Injured. Right.
It was his right hand.
I think that would have been the end for me.
I saw the photo, and the initial wound after Burkhead ran into his hand was horrific, something out of a horror, like out of a hostile movie.
It was not quite to the degree of those stories when Teddy Bridgewater got injured and they said teammates were vomiting on the practice field, but it was gross, and teammates were shook. And Bill's like, it's not that big a deal. He's got a thumb
after
injury.
After all the winning you've done.
That was douchey.
Like, come on, man.
That
like,
was big-time douchey.
That's where a lot of us took issue.
Hey, don't say anything negative about Bill. Come on.
I also would argue he didn't have a change in his playbook. I don't think he could change. You say 16 years, 17 years
Bill
at some point.
He
is who he is.
Oh, God, yeah.
And he's got a plan, and the plan works with a lot of people for a long time, but he doesn't have I'm going to be Mr. Nice Guy to Tom Brady now because he's won me so many Super Bowls. That's not in him.
I'm not fishing for something, but I do find this to be interesting as it is kind of germane to our discussion, Ted. One text from the 774 says, Ted, would you, if Alex Cora goes on to have a long, successful career, would you hold him to the same standard?
No, absolutely not. You know, definitely not. But the difference is the players were in on it with him. You know, mm-hmm. It feels a little different.
In 2016 and 17 or 17, yeah. Excuse me, I should say back when it was happening in Houston. I want to make sure.
Yeah, the players were in on it. That does make it different. So if it's tainted, you help taint it as a player, just like I helped taint it as a coach.
It takes a little bit of it off. So if you, Alex, because of the players being directly involved in the cheating.
So you were a captain of this football team. Let's just in a hypothetical world. Mm-hmm. If you guys had been looped in or brought into the circle,
I would have been pissed.
You would have signed off on it?
Why are we doing this?
Aren't we good enough to win on our own?
If he put a vote to it, I would have said hell no.
Like leadership council or something, you know, the veterans. You guys get to vote. We've been doing this.
Yeah.
Do you want us to keep doing this for a 1% benefit?
No.
Or are we schmucks?
We're good without it, man. We're good without it. Why would we need that? Is it worth the risk? No.
Yeah. Interesting.
Not even close.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Jim in Bedford. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what's up, boys? Love the show.
Thank you.
Ted, before I take you to task on this take, and I appreciate where you're coming from, I can understand it, just know, I have a 52 jersey hanging in my closet at home, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So, I'm a fan.
I appreciate that.
So, here's where I'm going to take you to task. So, to me, this was never really about cheating. What it was unfortunately about to me was Belichick just being so hard-headed and more about his process and not allowing anyone to get in the way of his process or dare I say compulsion or dare I say obsessive compulsion. And you played for him. You know how he was about the way he did things. And he's a really bullheaded guy, hard-headed guy. And he wasn't going to let anyone tell him like how he was going to do his process and do things his way. And I can even imagine him sitting in his evil lair, you know, saying, oh, God, I'm not going to listen to this guy. I'll do whatever I want and let him do it. And I think when he took his medicine, it was hard medicine to take, right? It was a first-round pick. It was a $1 million fine. Probably like, oh, snap, that was more than I bargained for. And he sullied the name of the Patriots brand, the fan base, the region, all of its Super Bowl-winning players. So, you know, we live in a country where there's no double jeopardy. I think he's taken his medicine. I think he's paid his price. I think he's the best coach who ever lived. As frustrating as he could be to listen to sometimes, put him in first ballot. Call it a day.
Thanks for the call, Jim.
All right,
so that was interesting. Jim. He agreed with you on everything except he should go in first ballot.
Right.
He pretty much validated every opinion you had and even added some of his own.
Millions of dollars, legacy.
You know, it was just weird how he kind of, you know, hey, he's a bullheaded guy. He's got a compulsion. He doesn't like to listen to people, so it's okay if he did it. So because he's that's his personality.
Yeah, I gotta tell
you. Are you kidding me?
I think I would still put him in first ballot.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Andy.
I think I'm back to
okay.
And just I get your point, and I think
what's my biggest point to that?
Cheated the game.
Do other media members from other cities say your Super Bowl ring that you got for when the Super Bowls is tainted?
Nope.
So you don't have a personal. It doesn't,
correct.
It doesn't mean anything to you, like
right.
It does. It has a personal connotation to me,
right? And that's the problem you have with the voting, because it doesn't mean anything personal to them. You know, the 50 guys and women that are going to sit in that room don't have that feeling.
No, that's not. You don't. It's not computers doing these. This is real people that have opinion. Like
no, but they didn't have Super Bowl rings. They haven't been tainted themselves. Their accomplishments haven't been tainted by Bill Belichick. So I don't know if they will have that emotional pushback unless someone like you tells them, expresses it to them, shares that angle with them. Maybe they're listening. Hey, if Coach Vrabel listens, maybe the Hall of Fame voters are listening today. But you know what I mean? Like personally, Ron Borges. I believe he's still the voter from around here, Ron Borges.
Yeah, but it might not be personal to them, but it's personal to the game that they love. He cheated on the game, he didn't cheat. You know, betting basketball games. He cheated the sport that he coached, that they love,
right?
That they are you know voting on is the game of football. So I don't know if that doesn't have some weight. into their decision. That's kind of weird to me.
So we've asked you, we've asked all of us what we would do. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think he's going to get the 40 votes he needs, or do you think will not get it?
It's, from what I'm hearing from people, he has the upper leg on Robert Kraft getting in.
Yes.
But he'll go in before Kraft will.
And I think we talked about this off air. I'm just going to say it on air. We may try to reach out to John McClain, your buddy Houston.
Yeah. John will come
Hall of Fame voter. We may try to, during the bye
week.
So there's
50 voters? He's one of them.
He is one of the 50. Yeah. I believe Ron Borges is still one of the 50. Borges is not the biggest Belichick fan in the world, so that's an interesting vote to discuss where that one could go. I think what's her name might still be a voter. The woman who took the shot at him on her Hall of Fame speech.
Mary Kay Cabot.
I think Mary Kay Cabot may be a voter.
Yeah, down
okay, we're starting to add some people.
She
up.
Would be a fat. She would
Robin
be a
Glazier.
Yeah. Oh, probably not her. She would be a fascinating.
You know what they do for every Hall of Fame candidate? They have someone go up and give a presentation on why they should go in.
Right.
Does that happen with Belichick and does that happen with Kraft? I would love to know who is the person making that presentation.
Should be you, Teddy. That'll be the start of burying the hatchet.
That's the start of burying his candidacy. I'll sit here in my ivory tower and give my opinion.
I'm very curious. How would that opinion have gone over if one of the two of us, Andy, presented the Belichick cheated the integrity of the game, which, of course, Roger Goodell harps on ad nauseum and always talks about, integrity of the game. If we had said it, as opposed to someone, Ted, who I believe the audience at large believes you have an axe to grind with Bill, I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm only just I'm speculating. I wonder if there would be a different sentiment from the audience at large. That's all.
Yeah, probably. And you're right. It is because I don't know how it works with the owners and contributors. With players, like I know Ron Borges worked very hard to get Andre Tippett in the Hall of Fame. He presented. Right. He had like a binder and information and stats.
There's always someone that...
Is there somebody for Bill doing that?
See, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it's the same for these...
That's why we need to talk to John.
John will
Because he'll have some of those insights. You know
there's someone presenting for Bill.
Now. Yeah. No. I wouldn't. If I were Bill, I would not want her. So I did a Adobe Photoshop here. I don't know if you know. I know Adobe Photoshop better than all.
No,
you don't
guys.
Want that. All right, that's going to do it for the unofficial drive this afternoon. Thanks for participating, callers. You were very good. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. We're also going to weave in an interesting Jeff Howe tweet. He put out the seeds in the AFC and the NFC as they are right now, and then the records of those teams against other current playoff teams. There's some good with the Patriots and some bad. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI. But first, and for the final time, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Celtics moved to a season-high 3 games over .500 last night with a 123-117 win over the New York Knicks at TD Garden. Jaylen Brown led all players with 42 points. Boston is currently in 8th place in the Eastern Conference. The Seas visit the Washington Wizards on Thursday night before returning home to host the Lakers on Friday. The Bruins lost to the Detroit Red Wings 5-4 on the road last night. Jeremy Swayman gave up 5 goals on 23 shots before being pulled early in the third period. It was the first time this season that head coach Marco Sturm had to pull either Bruins goalie so far this year. Boston is currently 1 point out of a wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. They return home to host the St. Louis Blues tomorrow night. The Pro Football Hall of Fame announced earlier today that Patriots owner Robert Kraft and longtime head coach Bill Belichick are both finalists for the class of 2026. Per ESPN, Kraft's fate with the 50 Hall voters is far from certain, while Belichick is believed to be a favorite for induction this year. The 50 Hall members will vote on the finalists on January 13th. Inductees will be announced before the Super Bowl in February. And earlier today, Patriots quarterback Drake May was named AFC Offensive Player of the Week for his performance in the Patriots 33-15 win over the Giants on Monday Night Football. It's the first Offensive Player of the Week nomination for the Pats since running back Deion Lewis did it in Week 16 of the 2017 season. It's also the fifth time in 2025 that the Pats have been awarded an AFC Player of the Week honor. And finally, tonight, Boston College basketball welcomes 7-0 LSU to Conti Forum. Tip-off is at 7:15. Coverage on WEEI 8:50 a.m. begins at 7 p.m. Your holiday plans just got tastier at the 99 Restaurant. Picture this: creamy, dreamy new lobster carbonara or satisfying new baked stuffed shrimp and lobster casserole. Celebrate big at the 99. You gotta love the nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI at WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yes.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Hey, do anybody know what they mean when they be like, Drake Nate. Like, what the hell does that mean? They're giving him a middle name, I guess.
Thank you, Kayshawn Booty. Thank you for making me feel cooler, because I don't get the whole Drake May thing.
Nobody does.
But Kayshawn Booty is an LSU star wide receiver. He's cool, he's hip, he's young, he's in the NFL. And I want to thank him for being the voice of all us nerds, dorks, fathers, whatever, for saying, what the hell does it mean?
Do you really don't get what it means? You too, Nick?
No, that's just how he was.
It's the same thing with Dan Ball. It's the exact same thing. No one ever calls Dan Ball, see, I just did it, Dan. You call him Dan Ball, and it's the same thing with Drake May. You never just say Drake. It's always Drake May. So you always say his first and last name.
So why don't we say, on when we roll out you guys in the intro for the show, it should be like Dan Ball.
Dan's fine. Thanks.
I still don't get it.
Didn't we say Tom Brady for years?
This. What is that?
Don't I say Ted Johnson?
I don't know how that makes sense.
We said Brady. Well, yeah. No, we would say Brady. If we said Brady.
Didn't at first. Did you call Michael Jordan or Michael until it became just, he's so great.
Right.
You're like, oh, it's Jordan.
Right.
Yeah. There's going to be a time when you just say Drake.
Absolutely.
And everyone's going to know who you're talking about. We're not there yet.
It only applies to people. I've noticed that it only applies to people who have one syllable first name, syllable last name.
That's it.
For whatever reason, it's easier. It rolls off the tongue
it's totally
more.
Totally what it is.
It's 1-2 versus boom, boom. Just the one. Yeah.
You don't go Ted Johnson.
Right.
There you go Ted John.
Because the only counterexample I can think of, and we used to give Rochi credit
again,
slash
Rochi.
No.
Dan Roach.
Jimmy Garoppolo, when he was a rookie, he was
Jimmy
calling him Jimmy. Jimmy or Jimmy G.
Jimmy G.
Like, they didn't use his
two
whole
syllables.
Name. Well, Garoppolo might have been the reason why. That's a long last name. Let's drop that. Let's just do Jimmy G and get the hell out of here. But
if you can't say one word or two words, then it's too long.
And Drake will be Drake within the next. Now, the other issue is, though, the whole Drake thing, the musician. He's not going to be
the
first,
which
former,
is also from Mass.
Most famous Drake. So
okay, maybe right.
If you just say Drake, do you mean the quarterback or the musician?
Or the musician? Maybe.
I don't like, but Drake May. Like,
he's going to be Drake May.
Like, he's not going to be Drake. Correct. He's going to be Drake May. He's going to remain Drake May. Because Drake just doesn't, like, it just falls flat. Drake.
I don't know.
But Drake May has like kind of like a...
Do we say Mahomes or do we say Patrick Mahomes?
We say Mahomes. We say Mahomes. You don't say Patrick Mahomes, you say Mahomes.
We say Dak. He's definitely just Dak.
Dak is just
Dak. Do you
Dak?
Know
but
a lot
he's the
of
only
other
Dak, right. Tiger Woods. Yeah, he's right. The only Tiger in the field.
You know, Dak is not even his first name. It's
yes,
his middle
I
name.
I do know.
You know his first name?
Dakota. No.
Rain.
Rain?
Rain Dakota Prescott.
I would also go by Dak.
Yeah.
The nickname still doesn't make sense. I don't still understand Stiz's.
I don't either. He did
so
not
I'm
convince
with these
me.
Guys. I don't understand.
And we're with Kayshawn Booty. He's with us, so that's a cool guy to have with us.
We're good. We're good.
We're all good. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to your phone calls, but I also wanted to get to this Jeff Howe tweet. So Jeff Howe tweeted out Ted Fitzy. The standings.
That was his tweet, Ted Fitzy?
Nope. The 1-7 in the AFC, 1-7 in the NFC. So obviously the Patriots are the 1 in the AFC. And then he, after each team, put their record against the other playoff teams as they are right now. So, for example.
Postseason context. Okay.
The New England Patriots, Ted Johnson, are 2-0 against other playoff teams right now.
Okay.
Because they beat the Bills and they beat the Bucks. So that's great. Mm-hmm. Ted's favorite team. Let's go to the NFC and look at Ted's favorite team. That'd be the Rams. They're the 2 seed right now. This is kind of impressive, actually. You know the Rams are 6-2 against other playoff teams.
They've had 8 playoff teams?
Well, that's why the NFC is so much harder than the AFC. Like, their strength of schedule is almost 200 points higher than the AFC's.
Like for the NFC North alone, like that is a Joker henchman fight from which the person that emerges, you know, is going to be badass.
The Seahawks, for example, are the 5 seed in the NFC right now. They're 1-3. Against play, they've already played 4 teams that are, and they're 1-3 mm-hmm. against them. Mm-hmm. Maybe the 49ers are the 7 seed. They're 2-3. They've played 5 playoff.
49ers,
teams.
By the way, side note, is this Kyle Shanahan's most impressive? Sorry, it is a squirrel question.
We say that
is this,
every
is,
year.
Is this his most impressive coaching job, considering the attrition they've had on both sides of the ball?
I think he's a good coach. Yeah, no, I think this is a good guy. I don't know.
9-4
it's a good
is impressive.
System too.
Yeah, it's a good system. I feel like we used to do that with Bill.
Is
this his most impressive year? Yeah. They do a good job bringing in the talent.
John Lynch does a bang-up
job. See who made
job.
Some plays? Keon White. Keon White, the castaway from the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I turn on the game. He's got like a sack, a couple QB hits.
You know
and I'm
what?
Like,
I bet you he didn't fit this culture at all.
No, I don't think he did.
And you know Bingo. What? He's overrated. Sorry.
So let's look at the rest of the AFC. The Broncos are the 2 seed. They are 1-2 against playoff teams right now. Jaguars, 3 seed. They're 2-2 against playoff teams right now. Ravens, 1-2. Chargers, 1-2. Colts, 2-1. Bills, 2-1. So I guess to put this all in perspective, do the Patriots have an easy schedule? Yes, we've known that since the schedule came out. But most of the teams in the AFC have played 2 or 3 games against playoff teams. The Patriots have played 2. They're 2-0 in those games. No one else is undefeated. Did you notice that? No one in the NFL is undefeated
so
against playoff teams.
So the haters and detractors, rather, excuse me, not the haters, just the detractors and critics at large will say, but they've only had to play 2. And they caught Buffalo on a Sunday night, and the Bucks were so banged up that they felt like a quadruple A team.
Eventually, this is going to die. Like, you can't go through 17 weeks and blame the schedule. Like,
right.
There's, you know what, if they rip off another 4 wins, no one's going to be saying anything about the schedule.
Well, especially
because they've won 14 in a row, and that's amazing against
stupid.
Even the worst teams in the NFL.
Absolutely, and they have obviously the opportunity of the Ravens and the Bills, because if you win those games, you beat the Ravens.
Right.
Now you're 4-0 again. Well, you might knock the Bills out of the playoff contention, and if you knock the Bills out, you lose 2 wins over a playoff team. So we'll see, but the Patriots are doing just fine, especially, as you said, Ted, in the AFC. The NFC is a little bit of a different beast. You probably don't measure up quite as well there. 617-779-7937. The lines are still loaded, so we're going to try to get to as many of your phone calls as possible. Ted, you want some support?
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be nice a
it's
little bit.
About time. John in Maine has support for Ted. What's up, John?
Hey, Ted. Look, yes. I don't know how these guys get off calling up, telling you got an axe to grind, and that you wouldn't be what you are if it wasn't for Bill Belichick. How do you call up and say that to Ted Johnson?
Thanks for the call, John. How do they do that?
They do. It is. I mean, I appreciate that, John. It's you know, people just love their coach, you know, and unabashedly, and really just, you know, that's when you're that successful, you could pretty much commit you know, murder, right. and still people are going to love you, right?
That's so, what, remember
that's
Trump?
How
Trump, I was just
Trump famously said
thing.
I could commit murder in Times Square, so, and a lot of these people would still vote for me.
It's, you know, I just, you know, no offense, I'm not going to want to hang out with those types of people. That's probably not going to be my people I want to hang out with, but that's just the way people are wired, some people, you know?
And also, can we just remind people that Ted Johnson, I believe, you correct me, you were there, played in a Super Bowl before Bill Belichick was the head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were dubbed the neck or whatever. Like, you were a talking point. You got all the, like, you played a long career before Bill, well, Bill was there, but Bill was not the head coach. And
I had two head coaches, and both of them are Hall of Fame, going to be Hall of Fame coaches. That was Bill Parcells drafted me. And so, you know, if you don't think Bill Parcells is a very good coach, he's the one that drafted me, played me as a rookie. Very fortunate for that. Pete Carroll's going to go into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
He coached me for 3 years.
Right.
I was very fortunate that the three head coaches I had, never not once was I ever cut, was I ever released, was I ever let go.
And
in
the
10 years I played.
You signed a contract that was one of the most lucrative linebacker contracts at the time. Right. So, like, to say that.
And that was before Bill got here.
No, that's what I mean. To say that it only started for you when Bill arrived? No. Did it change? Did you win Super Bowls with Bill? Absolutely. That's a fact of the record. Now, as you would bring up, those are a little bit tainted in the eyes of some because of Bill's actions at other times in his career and down the road. So that's all part of the picture, but you played for a long time before Bill Belichick was your head coach.
At a high level, yep. Thank you.
At a very high level. And some of us did love watching Ted Johnson play. Some of us, not me, I don't have the jersey.
Some of us have photos at our house of Ted Johnson having lunch with their grandma.
Oh, that's a sweet
picture. At the Salvation Army,
oh my
sir.
Oh, you remember that picture.
Yes,
617-779-7937. Let's go to Dermont in Topsfield. What's up, Dermont?
I wanted to compliment Ted. Ted, it's very unusual for us New England sports fans to hear that kind of honesty, for somebody to actually say that, you know, a coach cheated and something was tainted. So, you know, kudos to you for that. I had a question for you, though. To me, Deflategate is the one I want to know about. So I'd love to get your perception on Deflategate, particularly did the players know, which players knew, and why can't we get to the truth of it? That kind of stuff.
Thanks, Dermont.
Yeah,
that accent was awesome, by the
way. That was great. Thank you. thank you for the kind words. But I'm going to feel a different way about it. You heard me in my opening 3-point stance. You know, no one ever talked about PSI pressure in a football. And if it has less than what is the rules, which there's no, that rule about no air, you know, a certain amount of air in a football has never been any of the rule books I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's that. I just don't see it as that even nearly as big of a deal. Like letting out a little bit of pressure in a football is equivalent to what the other scandals were. Like not even close. Are you kidding me?
But, okay, so you said it just doesn't seem like it's that big a deal to me. So that's opinionating versus fact, right? And if the NFL says we have books, we have rules, we have manuals that say you're not allowed to do this. And again, you're talking to a guy who had a small cottage micro industry based on defending Tom Brady and, you know, being there to the last dying breath from every Brady hater and whatnot. And look, you had, let me see, Andy, name some other ones if I forget them. Brad Johnson, Jeff Blake, Aaron Rodgers said they would pay people, scuff up the balls, overinflate them. Rodgers liked them at 16
yep.
PSI.
Is that against the rules?
Now, apparently it was, but they would just
the
do
PSI
it. It was one of those things where it was understood like, nobody gives a blank.
Yeah.
And it's fine. The reason why Tom Brady was hung out to dry was because of what happened during Deflategate and the fact that the punishment was...
I think it goes deeper than that.
You do?
I think it was a hate of Bill Belichick. I think there were other teams that were so frustrated. No, not about the punishment. Dealing with him, like on a week-to-week, year-to-year, I think there was a frustration among other teams
in the formation
that
against the Ravens.
Belichick didn't play well with others, for a lack of a better term, and made their lives nightmares. And they had an opportunity, they being the Colts here, to push back in the Deflategate thing. And I think if Bill were not Bill... If Bill were Pete Carroll, never would have happened. If Pete Carroll was leading the Patriots in a way that Pete Carroll would, this would have never happened. But Bill was leading the Patriots in the way the Patriots were led at the time. And when the other team got the hammer, they took the hammer and then they handed it to the NFL.
You know what? I'm going to ask people a question. People that, you know, have an issue with me saying that Bill Belichick should not go in the Hall of Fame on a first ballot. He should go in, but not in a first ballot. I want to ask those people that question my opinion on that a question when we come back.
All right. I'm looking All forward right. to this. For odds and ends, we're going to go rapid fire phone calls because the lines are decked. I'm not giving the number. We're going to talk to Jake, Bill, Kent, Craig, and JR if I do my job right. Rapid fire phone calls next for odds and ends here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, time now for Odds and Ends, which today will be rapid-fire calls. Odds and Ends, as always, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids reminds you time is running out to donate your car for 2025. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS now to secure your 2025 tax deduction and a vacation voucher. That's Cars with a K. What we're going to do here is bang out these phone lines. And if you get a little long-winded, don't be surprised if you hear the three-point stance countdown and buzzer. It means 5 seconds, you're going off the air one way or the other. So either land the plane or you're gone. So let's start things off. Let's go to Kent in Maine. He has a thought on the Drake May nickname, Ted. What's up, Kent?
Hey, guys. Yeah, so I know you guys were talking about, like, saying the name, like, Dan Ball, like, saying the name, the last name twice. I don't think you look at it that way. I think you look at the last May as, like, Bo knows. It's a verb that says Drake may do this, like a he's him type thing.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Kent. Like, right, may right. or may not?
That's what I'm thinking it means, but now Stiz is saying that's not what it
means. No. That is not what it means, Stiz, right?
I don't agree. I think it's one of those people that you just automatically say their whole name, not just their first name. That's right. My opinion. I could be wrong.
All right, let's go to Craig in Connecticut. What's up, Craig?
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to bring up about the Deflategate thing. I thought that it was understood that that was a whole load of crap. But for one thing, they didn't come down on Belichick for that. They came down on Brady for that. And the organization, I thought Belichick didn't really have anything to do with that. He didn't get in trouble for it.
Thanks for the call, Craig. You just said it. They came down on Brady and the organization. who ran the football part of the organization? Ted, you want to answer that?
That'd be Bill Belichick.
Okay, so he's involved. Whether he tried to push it all off on Tom and the league suspended Tom, yes, Bill ran the organization. So you can't say they got on the organization but didn't get on Bill. They go hand in hand.
It's on Bill's watch.
Yeah, it was on Bill's watch. Let's go to Bill. Speaking of Bills, let's go to Bill in Portland, Maine. He has a thought on Drake May. What's up, Bill?
Hi, yeah, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I think you might be missing the point. I read an article a little while back, and this where maybe it came from, but Drake May is getting compared to all these other quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Tom Brady, and it's like, when is he going to be Drake May? It's like, you know, that. So I think that might be where it comes from. He's Drake May, not anybody else.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for clearing it up.
What if there's truth to that?
Like, no, I'm really
Then it's Drake, don't compare him to anyone else but himself, May.
May. Yeah,
it's a little wordy for a nickname.
What if it's also
just an
accident and they may have just double introduced him or something? Like, it could be as simple
as... I don't even know where it came from. I just know Brady made a video making fun of it like a month ago.
Yeah.
He
I
was
know
in
the
on
genesis
it.
Of this. I want someone to blame for this.
All right, we're going to workshop this overnight. We're going to figure this out by tomorrow. We're going to have an answer by tomorrow.
All right.
Ted, we got a call for you. This is a little more serious than the Drake May situation. Uh-oh. Let's go to JR in the car. Has a question for you, Ted.
Sir, unfortunately, I can't be fast. I'm a former Marine, disabled vet with a trauma brain injury. I've been this way most of my adult life, now 53 years. If you want me to call back, I can call back, but I would like to talk to Ted.
All right, JR, we are up against it, so I appreciate you calling. JR, call back, and we have a little more time. He wants to ask you a question about CTE.
Okay.
A wounded Marine has a more serious question that we don't want to squeeze in 2 minutes before we get off the air. So, JR, definitely
call back.
Apologize.
Or give the number to our producer.
Absolutely. If you want to call back, 617-779-7937. They'll take your number. Ted will interact
with you.
I'd like
to hear it. Lee, if the audience can't hear it, I'd like to hear it personally.
Absolutely. So we'll get to that. And then we'll close things out. We'll go halfway around the world. Let's go to Jake in Australia.
Hey.
What's up, Jake?
Hey, g'day. How are you guys going?
We are tremendous, Jake.
Lovely. First, Bill Belichick is the best coach to have ever coached in the NFL. Two, Teddy, I am completely with you with the maybe not so much first ballot. Three, are they trying to rush him through because they're scared Bill Belichick is going to start doing Bill Belichick things before he gets the jacket?
What's he doing now, Jake?
Thanks for the call, Jake.
Hey, Jake got right to it.
He did.
But we've trained him
Jake
on six
gets
rings.
It. Boom,
Jake
boom,
gets
boom.
It.
Boom. Get in and get
snake
out.
In the yard.
Now, the problem is I disagree with point number one. I don't think he's the best coach that ever coached in the NFL, but we can get to that another day because we got the...
No, you didn't.
Yeah, it is what it is. And actually, his general manager wrote a book and listed the best coaches of all time and didn't make Bill number one.
And real quick, the question I was going to ask you coming back, I'll ask it tomorrow so we have more time. We can let it breathe.
Absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of let it breathe, Christian Arcan, go.
There will be no breathing tonight, none whatsoever. But I will. We will continue with this conversation. Been a fascinating show today with you guys talking about Bill and Robert and all that could go on with the two of them going in together, one over the other. I mean, neither of them could go in. There's a lot of really wild outcomes that could come of all this. So we'll get into that. We'll talk with Mike DeBate at 7:30. We got a lot of Celtics stuff to get to today. I think the Celtics are a pretty big story right now.
Yes,
considering who they've beaten lately, what Jaylen Brown's doing. All that. We'll get to the Celtics and a lot of other things, too.
At least somebody in this town is talking about JB after his big game.
It's all Kata.
We actually, in all seriousness, we'll get to JB and the Celtics tomorrow. That was on our rundown, but we kind of got derailed with all this Belichick Kraft stuff, and Ted had a very passionate three-point stance that, for the first time ever, a three-point stance turned into basically the rest of the show, and it was great. It was energy. It was a tremendous argument from Ted, and I'm glad he pushed back on sort of that just easy, Belichick's a first-ballot Hall of Famer. We'll probably talk a little bit more about that tomorrow, but we will get into the Red Sox. And we'll definitely get into JB. MVP. Yeah, you heard me. Drake May's not the only MVP candidate in town in terms of the Boston sports teams. JB is making a case for MVP. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll also talk to Tom Curran. We'll have Razor. It's going to be another loaded show, everyone. 2 to 6. We'll talk to you then.
They don't play the Colts. They don't play the Chargers. They don't play Detroit. They don't play Philly. They don't play the Rams.
All those other bad teams?
Well, those teams are good. They're
are
good
you sure?
Like
you sure
They're
about
good.
That? When the Colts miss the playoffs, can you call back?
They're falling apart.
That's great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.